more inflation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Prices at the wholesale level rose 0.8% last month over April, 10.8% from a year ago. That is a bit less from March's all-time high.
Most of the increase is attributed to higher gas prices, though the cost of steel, chicken, transportation, autos, and parts also rose.
Fox's Jenny Casola. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 40 points. The NASDAQ is up 18. We'll hear from President Biden soon on the economy. He's in Philadelphia talking with union leaders. As the Federal Reserve meets, expected to announce a big interest rate hike tomorrow. The president will travel to Saudi Arabia next month after visiting Israel and the West Bank. He'll discuss oil with Gulf leaders as gas hits a record high, an 18th straight day. AAA has regular at over $5.01 per gallon. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has postponed a hearing tomorrow after 2 and 5 days. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren says,
"The staff putting together all the videos, you know, doing 1, 2, 3, it was overwhelming, so we're trying to give them a little room."
Tomorrow's hearing was expected to focus on pressure the committee says was applied on the Justice Department following the 2020 election. The next hearing is now scheduled for Thursday.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has tweeted he's disgusted and outraged at testimony yesterday from a Trump advisor and the former president's ex-campaign manager who claimed Giuliani had been drinking before advising Trump to declare victory. Giuliani wrote, "He drank no alcohol that night and still insists there was massive cheating in the election." The former president's backing Republican primary challengers in South Carolina, trying to unseat Congressman Tom Rice, who voted to impeach him after the riot, and Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
Mace is only a first-term House member, but Trump wants her out of office. He has lost favor with Mace ever since she started criticizing him after the 2020 election.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith in Charleston. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
I mentioned it's primary day in South Carolina. There are also primaries today in Maine, Nevada, and North Dakota. There's also a special congressional election in Texas, a Republican trying to win a now vacant seat that had been held by Democrats. A bipartisan group of senators keeps writing legislation based on the compromise on gun control that would expand background checks on gun buyers under 21 and offer money to states on red flag laws and school safety and mental health programs. Republican Senator John Cornyn tells Fox,
"This is going to be from infrastructure to staffing to safety officers at schools. We want to come up with a model of best practices to protect our children in the school. No parent should have to send their child to school fearful that they will not be safe."
At the House, there's a hearing this morning into COVID relief fraud. One of the many cases comes out of California, where an inmate at a women's prison got busted.
U.S. Attorney Philip Talbert says 38-year-old Sholanda Thomas, an inmate at Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla, has pled guilty to conspiracy and aggravated identity theft charges for submitting fake unemployment insurance claims in her own name and in the names of other inmates.
Fox's Lisa Lacerra, that inmate faces 22 more years in prison at sentencing. Some COVID funding is running out.
Miami-Dade County says federal money to pay for lab-grade COVID-19 testing will soon run out, and when that happens, the county will no longer offer the service free of charge to people with no health care coverage, as it's been doing since the testing first became available early in the pandemic. Medicaid and Medicare will still pay for testing, and insured patients can still use their benefits. The U.S. government is still issuing free at-home tests to people who request it via the Postal Service's website.
That's Evan Brown. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.